the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Tonight we celebrate the feast of the Archangel Michael. And it's a good chance for us to have an idea about the angels. The angels were created on the first day when the Lord said, "Let there be light." And among the light, the angels were created. And the meaning of the name of angel is messenger. الملاك يعني مرسل, because he is sent for a certain message to the world, and always the Lord sends him for a certain message in the Old Testament and in the New Testament as well. Who is Michael? Michael is the first among the archangels. We have seven archangels. الملاك ميخائيل هو أول رؤساء الملائكة السبعة. إحنا عندنا سبع ملائكة. Three of the seven archangels are mentioned in the Bible, and four are mentioned in the Psalmody. Psalmody is the book of Tasbihah, the book of praise. But we do use them in the doxology. For example, we use not only the three who are mentioned in the Bible, but also some of the others. They are Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Suriel, Sadakiel, Sarathiel, and Ananiel. These are the seven. The first three are mentioned, and I said, in the Bible, and the other four are mentioned in the Psalmody and the doxology that we use for the archangels and the angels. What the meaning of archangel? Michael. Michael means who is like God. Is he known with this name? It's mentioned in Isaiah 14, when the first archangel Satanael raised himself on the Lord and refused to worship him. When we open the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, we find the following. Chapter 14 from, let us say, 13 and 14. He says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weakened the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." This is the problem of Lucifer, who became Satan now. And that's why Satan envies the mankind, because he was the first one. But Michael took his order, took his place. And there was war between Michael and Lucifer before the creation of Adam and all the earth and the heavens. And in this war, Archangel Michael was crying in the face of Lucifer and his followers, saying, "Who is like God? Who is like God? Michael." That's why we call him Michael, Michael. He is the first among the seven angels. The seven angels. Also, Archangel Michael was mentioned in the book of Revelation when the angel stated to John the Baptist, to John the beloved, the theologian, that there was a war between the dragon, Satan, and his angels. And between Michael and his angels, and he put them down in the ground. You read it in Revelation book 12:7-9. Also in the epistle of Judah, the Yehuda, Judas, it was mentioned also that Satan wanted to manifest the body of Moses after he died to the people. Why? Because he wanted the people to worship Moses instead of God. So this was mentioned in the epistle of Saint Judah, Ashofa. Epistle of Saint Jude, it was mentioned in chapter 1, verse 9. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." The Lord rebuke you. يعني لما حصل ان الشيطان كان عايز يظهر جسد موسى, الله امر الملاك ميخائيل انه يمنعه. فالملاك ميخائيل كان بيقول له, "لينتهرك الرب ايها الشيطان, لينتهرك الرب ايها الشيطان." There is a very good point I want to mention. We say the same word when we baptize the child or even the adult. احنا بنقول له كده, اكحدك ايها الشيطان, I renounce you Satan, three times. On the same way that Michael, archangel, did with Lucifer, Satan, to rebuke him or renounce him. أكحدك أيها الشيطان أو أنتهرك أيها الشيطان. There is a very good spiritual exercise you can use. Whenever you are attacked with bad thoughts or bad seeing or bad ear, bad nose, any attack on your senses or on your mind, quickly say, "I renounce you Satan, I renounce you Satan." And you will find that the bad thought escapes from you. أول ما يجي لك فكر شرير أو أي فكر من أي نوع وتعبان جدا منه, قل له أكحدك أيها الشيطان, أكحدك أيها الشيطان, كأنك بتطرد الشيطان يبعد عنك الفكر الشرير على طول. كمان طبعا الملاك في العهد القديم ظهر ليشوع ابن نون, وظهر لشعب إسرائيل في سبي بابل لما رئيس مملكة فارس حاول ان هو يعوق رجوع بني اسرائيل. when the minister of the prince of the kingdom of Persia wanted to prevent the children of Israel from coming back from the refuge, then Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael also fought against him. But the most important appearance to Archangel Michael was at the tomb of the Lord. He was the angel who announced the resurrection of the Lord to the women who came early Sunday morning to see Jesus Christ and to put perfume on his body, thinking that he's still dead. But Archangel Michael announced them that he has risen. Also, Archangel Michael is sent from God from time to time to help the martyrs in the period of sufferings and to give them hope and to strengthen them. That's why the church always honors Archangel Michael. And there is no church, no Coptic church in the whole world without the icon of Archangel Michael. And he is always at the right hand of Saint Mary, the Mother of God. Saint John here with our Lord Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, and Archangel Michael are the first one after Saint Mary as the Archangel of all the angels in heavens. The feasts of Archangel Michael mean two feasts. One of them today at Mashar Hathor, 12th of Hathor, and this was done by the patriarch Amba Alexandros, the 19th Pope, and because he found that even the Christians inherited a feast to one of the idols. Well, his name was Zuhal, and they used to offer many offerings on his day. Then Amba Alexandros rebuked them and replaced this with the feast of Archangel Michael, and he was asking the intercession of Archangel Michael in the plants when gracious the accord, O Lord, remember the air is the heavens, the plants, the fields, and so on. The another feast is 12 of Ba'una today, 12 of Hathor and 12 of Ba'una June. 12 of Hathor comes in January, Tut, Baba, Hathor. No, it comes in November. In November, before we start the Advent. نيجي دايما في 12 هاتور ده بيبقى في شهر نوفمبر. The other feast which is today in Egypt traditionally before Christianity they used to have a certain feast for the goddess Isis, and they had believed that Isis was weeping on her husband Osiris, whom Set killed him and divided his body into many parts and distributed all over the country, so she was weeping. And the first 2 years of Isis was the beginning of the flood in the river Nile. Then when Christianity came, of course, they changed it into the feast of Archangel Michael. That's why, if you notice in the glorification of Archangel Michael, بنقول عليه إيه؟ بنقول the intercede, who intercedes? Huh? The river Nile. At-talib an miyah al-Nil. Why do we say that? Because it was under the against the heresy which was in the old Egypt before Christianity about goddess Isis and the tear of Isis which started the flood of the river Nile. Of course, Taban, the flood of the river Nile, raising of the river Nile was very, very important for the agriculture, for the plants, for the fields. Without the water, it could be very catastrophic. Taban, lama kan biigi some years of dry without enough raising of the water of the river Nile, it was a great problem in Egypt. So that's why we do believe that Archangel Michael intercedes the three things, the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, and the waters of the rivers. May the intercession of Archangel Michael be with us. I wanted just to give you an idea about Archangel Michael, but I didn't go through the many miracles and wonders that he performed and still perform it with many people. Probably tomorrow in the liturgy, we may hear one of the synaxarium and one in the ceremony. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever.